Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RVR Network, located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're really glad to have you here this evening to take this cosmic journey with us. I want everyone to know that you can easily access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. You can go there live, or you can go into the archives, which is really the on-demand section that's available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, please call in to 347-838-9142. If you have a question you would like to talk to the guests this evening, the number again is 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, folks, tonight our special guest is Charles Rubin. He is a numerologist and a dream interpreter. We've had him on the show many times, and he is so much fun and has a lot of great things to share. So get online and get your questions ready. Okay, before I talk about Charles, though, I want to talk about the network. We're on every day, 7 days a week. The Cosmic Contact Show is the first show that comes on Monday. That's me. And this is at 6:30 p.m. It's all Central Standard Time, these times are. On Tuesday is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m. And Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. is the Night Church Show. On Wednesday is the No Show. That's at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Well comes on at 8:30. That's James Renford's personal development program. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1 p.m. Again, Central Standard Time. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music at 3 p.m. And then Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. I do know that we have other shows that are up and coming that you, I know you want to be listening to. So call in, and we have great people that we interview all throughout the week and wonderful guests on the show. So we'd love to have you calling in, especially to Cosmic Contact Show, because you know we have a lot of fun on this show. Well, again, tonight my guest is Charles Rubin, and Charles did a reading with me when we first started working together, and it was amazing, and he works with angels, which, you know, I'm really into the angels, and but just everything he shared was so right on. It was so amazing, and I just said, you know, I want to have you on my show all the time, and he has. He's going to be sharing with you about your subconscious mind and how to get in touch with it, too. He's also written some books. He's an author. He's written several books, and he's funny. He's got a lot of good things to share. His numerology reading is amazing, and it's very powerful, and it's really a blueprint for life. So be sure and call him, and I'm going to give you his number and how to reach him, and get him to do a reading for you. He is also a dream interpreter, and that's amazing. And I love dreams. I'm big into the dreams because I think that we need to know how to work with our dreams, and he's going to tell us how to do that. So we've got a whole hour of some fantastic things to talk about. So let me bring Charles in. Hi, Charles. Good evening.
Hi there. How are you? How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
Great. As far as I know, fine.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a busy show tonight.
I'm not looking too closely. Pardon?
Okay, well, don't look too close. I said we are going to have a busy show tonight. Well, what do you want to share with us? Do you want to talk about your books? I love to hear what you're writing and what you're doing in that aspect.
Well, sure. Well, I'm just finishing a book. When I say finishing, it's pretty much finished, but it's being re-edited by somebody who is a master at fixing. He's like a book doctor, and he came along. He's been he's liked my work for a long time, and he's taken over the book, and it's been delayed. It was supposed to come out this month, but it'll probably be February now. Although it could be November, but I think it'll be February. And this book is historic in that it takes place in 1969 in Boston, and it has the backdrop of the Vietnam era, you know, the war and the protests and all this sort of thing. And it takes place in an advertising agency, but it's not like Mad Men at all. It's a different kind of agency. It's very creative rather than the corporate type advertising that was going on at the time. This was revolutionary. And the main character can't keep a job, and because of the ultimatums that he makes and so on. But he gets this very last chance to succeed, and the book starts with that happening. And I just have to read the whole book. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, it's a murder mystery. It's a comedy. It's a tragedy. It's full of a lot of different aspects, and it is fiction, which I think is dangerous to write in this day and age because, I think I prefer nonfiction for myself. I don't read too many novels and that sort of thing. I like books that are based on fact and are educational. This book is also educational because it goes back to a time when our country was embroiled in the Vietnam conflict and how so many people were for it and so many people were against it. It's almost like today's elections with people being for Trump or for Clinton, you know, and all that goes on with that circus. So there's that aspect to it, and I did a lot of research. I mean, I lived during that time, so I saw what was going on, and so that's that book. It's called Leaning on Thin Air. And the reason for that is because the main character is doing just that, leaning on thin air, very little support, having to make decisions and having to wade through one problem after another by himself and get on with things. So that's that book. But I'm also promoting quite heavily right now, Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, because we have a terrible epidemic of heroin users, heroin being imbibed by, even children of 10. I mean, what goes on with this drug is not to be believed. And it is sweeping the country. It is taking over in so many communities the daily lives of people who are using and those who are the families of, and also just people in the community, because a lot of crime is occurring because of this need to keep taking it and the money that it takes to keep it going. So there's the violence, there's the crime, there's, and this is really what is happening. I've done 6 radio interviews in less than a week on Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, which is the only book on the market that helps parents recover from the shock and the disappointment and the heartbreak of having a child on drugs. But it applies mm-hmm. to anyone who is a witness to this terrible problem of drugs being taken by anyone in the family, drugs or alcohol. Anything that creates dissension and violence and unhappiness and all the very serious crimes that are going on. This is for parents what has been called a Bible for them. And they walk around from room to room carrying the book, and they say it has saved their lives. If you look on Amazon, you'll see the most amazing reviews. So that's a book that I've been promoting again for a long time. I was too busy with other things, but I've been asked by various radio stations, Detroit and Portland, Oregon, and just a number of different cities that I could probably spend all my time being on the radio with that and television.
What I want to know, though, Charles, is what is the year that we're in now? We're in 2016, and that personal year, how does that, like all this stuff that's coming up now and is coming out, does it have anything to do with this year that we're in?
Yes, I think there's something about, and I'm believing it, and I never was a true believer of the astrological predictions and when people would say we're in this kind of orbit and that kind of transit and all of this. I never really quite believed it, but I believe we're in a Pluto transit right now, and I get a lot of calls from people who just, they don't know what's happening. These are people who formerly were sane, you know, and now they're acting like they don't know what to do, because it's all coming down in a way that they never expected. So there is something going on in 2016, and I'm not an astrologer, but I've been told that this is going to last another 6 months or something.
Right.
Are you finding this, Pam, in your daily life?
Everybody I talk to is in crisis mode, it feels like, you know, that comes to see me for readings and things.
Yes, yes. Well, even that which happened just earlier regarding this program where something went wrong, thank goodness it was fixed. But when you called me and told me that, I was not surprised. I thought, okay, par for the course. It didn't strike me as anything out of the ordinary that something would be going wrong, because that's been happening, and not just me. I found it comforting to find out it's happening for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Not just me. Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I felt the same way. And I guess the thing is, what the astrologers that I work with, they say, we have to be really calm in this time. We have to really just go with the flow, you know, and stay out of anger, I guess, more than anything, because it does make you
stay out of anger.
Don't
take anything personal. Sorry.
Right.
You were saying, I interrupted.
Well, that's...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay. go.
I was saying that I interrupted you. There, I do it again.
Well, no. We've got several people online tonight with questions, but I love what you're sharing with me. Let's call in Julie from Florida and let you talk to her for a few minutes and see, you know, what her question is for the evening. Okay?
Absolutely. Sure.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Well, I am, you know, like everybody else, kind of the emotional up and down all over the place, feeling,
yes,
you know, like not knowing really which direction to go. So I thought I would call in and maybe my numbers can help kind of, you know, give me a clear path to, you know, where I'm headed.
Yes. Well, just always remember that you're not the only one who's feeling this right now. And as I said before, I get comfort out of knowing that I'm not, you know, in a little rowboat by myself, you know, but we're all in a big boat and we're all just drifting because it's beyond our control. A lot of what is happening is beyond our control. And the main thing for you, Julia, is to stay centered and not despair, because you're given to despair, I think. And feeling, you know, just vast unease. Doing things that will make you happy, whatever they might be. You're the only one who would know. And doing those kinds of things will offset what's happening as far as confusion and feeling that things are not going to change. They will. But you need to right now take a vacation mentally from worry and that kind of thing. Are you given to depression?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, sometimes is a good answer then, because it means that it's not, you know, this is not a chronic thing. So, but when you are depressed, you have to take really good care of yourself and be on your side. Depression is when we don't like ourselves very much because we did something wrong or somebody said something that we didn't like, whatever it might be. It can be minor, an irritation. It's very important for you to be on your side, to have Julia's back, and to be and to keep that in your mind. And not allow one's own negative aspects to bring you down. If you're on your side, then you have one very, very powerful person, at least. But you do have a support system. You have several people in your life that are supportive of you.
I have people around me, but I wouldn't necessarily say that they're a huge support. I mean, they are to an extent, but really, you know, I don't feel
well. That's
it,
because you—that's because you don't ask for support.
Well, I have been, but it feels like when I ask, it's not really there. It's like there's good intentions of it being there, but It just seems to not really, you know, be delivered upon. You know,
well, what I'm getting what I'm getting is that people consider you very strong and that they come to you for help. So how dare you go to them for help, right?
Yeah, that could be. I try to be there.
Yeah,
for
they expect you
to
be the one who gives them the support when you need it yourself as well. Everyone does.
Yep.
So I would stress with the people that you know that are your friends, family, that right now I need the help. I don't know how you could word it, maybe not that way, but just to let them, just to emphasize that you're human too, and you need some support, and that's it. I don't think you're emphasizing it enough, and that really helps also. But you know, to have other people. But if you don't have yourself, and if you don't love yourself, then no one else can, and that's just the way it is. Because they get a vibe that says dump here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you find yourself in a situation that is uncomfortable with them. So the remedy is self-love and being on your side. There's two of you. There's you and Julia. Did you say your name was Julia or Julie?
It's Julia.
Julia, that's what I thought. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, so that there's two of you at all times, and at least. And to rely upon your own strength and then ask people for help and just tell them, you know, it's my turn. I need some help here.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with?
Well, next month is my birthday, September 16th, and I was kind of wondering, you know, sort of what's
okay,
coming
let's,
up.
Okay, let's find
theme.
Out what that kind of year is going to be. I'm just writing down, to write this down. Okay, so 9, oops. Of course, I don't have a pen that works. Okay, 9/16. Okay, so it's 20. Okay, 9/16. 2/16. So that's 25, 27, 28, 34. You're going into a 7-year. This year, well, that's about to start, actually. No, actually, I'm wrong. In 2 weeks, you will be going into a 7-year. You'll be sort of sliding into it. It's a month before your birthday that it starts, and you'll be going into a 7-year. At the moment, you're still in a 6-year, and that's a spiritual year. Do you find that you've in this last year? Do you feel you've been, you know, kind of relying more on spirituality for help and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've definitely been doing a lot more praying and.
Yes, and also it's the downside of a 6-year is codependency. Do you find that you've been, you know, doing things for other people that they should be doing for themselves?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, that has to stop.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all able to. We're all vulnerable that way because. There's a fine line between love and codependency, and people mistake one for the other. You know, you know somebody they're having problems, but and they ask, and you find you're living their life for them in a way. So it's best to steer clear of other people's problems. And dwell, not dwell, but I mean dwell on your own problems. Don't dwell, but you know, regard your own, look at your own life and your own problems. But you're going to be coming to the end of that phase anyway in a couple of weeks, where you feel the need to do, you know, to aid others that way, and you'll be going to a 7-year. A 7 is a multifaceted number. It's the number of, it's a first of all, people who are sevens, who have it in their charts, and I don't know if you do have sevens, because everyone has four numbers. I'm not sure what yours would be, or, you
my
know, what your numbers are.
My birthday is the 16th.
Yeah,
so
but that's, no, that is not,
seven?
It doesn't work that way. But
oh, okay.
Seven is a year that people go within, going within and figuring out what healthy road you can take that's going to make your life better. And it calls for some thought. And so that's what a seven-year does for a person. But there are other aspects, too. It's a lucky year, like lucky number seven. It's a mystical year. And it's also a balance year of the seven chakras. So your chakras are, let's see, I'm getting that your chakra, your solar plexus chakra is boiling over. That's the worry chakra, and the one where discontent really shows up. And so what it's calling for is a lot of, relaxation, being able to relax and focus on what's important for you and go for it. But relaxation is very, very important because there's so much worry. There's too much worry. And once you relax, you'll see that the worry is unnecessary. So okay. That's what I'm getting for you.
All right. Well,
I am a channel where the message comes through. I don't hear it, but I can say it. I don't know how that works. It's very strange. I play piano by ear. I don't know how I do that. I don't hear the music. I don't, when I press on a key, I don't have a rehearsal beforehand in my brain. And it's the same thing on how I'm able to get messages. And that's what I'm being told. I think you agree with this, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. It sounds encouraging. I'm looking forward to things getting better and me feeling better about myself and, trying to having things move forward smoothly and, be in the flow, as I say.
So. That's right. And that's going to happen. It's going to happen. And just know that the main ingredient is that you have to I'm getting a little bit sort of, it's getting a bit tired, this phrase, love yourself, You hear it all the time now, you have to love yourself. But what it really means is you have to be your own best friend. And as a best friend, you think about how you would treat somebody else who would be having problems. And you do that. You're very good at that. But you have to do it for yourself.
Yes, I agree. You're right on point.
Okay. And if you'd like a full reading, my phone number will be coming up pretty soon, and we could do all your numbers and find out exactly what's going on. If you feel that you would like to do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information you've given me this evening. It's definitely helpful and truthful for me. So thank you.
You're very welcome, Julia.
Cool. All right, have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Charles, that was a great reading you did with her. You know, when you were mentioning that about her solar plexus, that you thought that was the chakra, that she, absolutely, because I did a little muscle testing, and, I picked up that it was her third chakra is blocked.
Well, that's where worry hits us,
Yeah, and it's also
worry.
Feeling guilty and all kinds of things, there. That has a with the third chakra. But that was a great thing that you shared with her. And, I could tell that you were channeling what was coming through, and it was great. And I know that you just tuned into her energy and just picked up on her right away. Well, we've got a couple more people online. Can I bring another caller in? Okay.
One thing I want to say about Julia, which I forgot to say, was that her energy was down. And meditation, 20 minutes of meditation will bring it right back up again. I forgot to tell her that.
Okay. Well, Charles, give everybody your email address. So, I'm sorry, I don't have that information right here with me. Can you share that, how they can get in touch with you?
My email address?
Yes, and your phone number,
oh,
too.
Yeah. It's C. Rubin, C-R-U-B-I-N, 1244, at gmail.com.
Okay.
I'll repeat it. C-R-U-B-I-N, 1244, at gmail.com.
Okay, got it. Thank you. All right, everybody.
Not at all.
Get online and give Charles an email, and let's see what. We've got Delphine. She is from Illinois.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. What is your name again?
Delphine.
That's what I thought. Okay. And do you have a question that you would like answered?
Yes, I do. I was just wondering, like, what do you see coming up for me in terms of new job and new love life?
I'm not getting that they're going to happen together. The job is probably going to be first, and that's going to then you're going to feel ready for a relationship, which you do not. You think. You feel ready now.
That's true.
But do you?
That's true. You're right about how I think I feel like I'm ready.
But things are a little bit unsettled yet. And so once you get placed in a job that you enjoy, A lot of worry and we're talking a lot about worry and so on, and I think you have your fair share of it, uncertainty as to what the future is bringing. Do you have some jobs in mind that you are applying for?
Well, I do, because I was recently let go from a job that I had for 5 months, so.
You were there for 5 months?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It wasn't a good match.
It was a good thing to go from there, to leave there.
Yeah, it was. But the pay was good. The money was good. And I was getting the experience. Because I was
well,
prior
money
to that,
is
I was
good.
At, yeah,
money
prior
is good,
to that,
but also happiness and contentment are equally good in any job that you do. And this was not giving you that. So it's good that you're not there anymore.
Right. Do you see me finding a job that I like? So I've been putting my resumes out there. Do you see me finding a job that I would like?
Well, on your resume, you have to have something on there that sounds unique. I'm not getting that there is that on your resume, but there has to be something that you feel you can offer that somebody else can't. And I don't know what that is, but I think you know what it might be, or you will think about what it will be, and that has to go on your resume.
Okay.
Yeah. Resumes are like newspaper print now. People are not even reading them the way they should. And it's very difficult through a resume to get a position. It's better to go, perhaps in your case, through a headhunter, somebody who can send you out on different interviews.
Okay.
Yeah. You may be asked to pay for that, but sometimes the employer pays for this kind of service. What's coming up for me when looking at your job profile is that you're able to make really good money, but there's a lack of confidence that doesn't suit you. it doesn't. You need to look at that problem, this lack of confidence. You can do it. You can do the jobs. It's not that, but the lack of confidence undermines what you're attempting. And
okay.
This has happened in a number. I guess about, I don't know how many jobs, but a number of them, where the lack of confidence was the key to moving on.
Okay.
So what you need to do is know that you are very capable, but you have to believe it. And when you go for an interview, you have to let them know that you know this, that you believe it. Because that way you will find yourself in a better position.
Okay. So do you know when do you see me getting like a new job?
Pardon?
Do you know when do you see me getting a new job?
Well, a 6 came up, so I imagine within 6 months, but I think you need to get something sooner than that.
Right.
You might have to take something temporarily until you land the job of your dreams.
Okay.
Is it possible that you can do temp work?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you can do that, that will take the pressure off you while you're looking for the real thing. And while you're sprucing up your self image.
Okay.
In this day and age, if you don't have that special thing, whatever it is, you know, everybody has to have it. It's like in the musical Gypsy. Did you ever see that?
No.
Did you ever see the musical Gypsy? Well, you know, these burlesque dancers are singing, "You got to have a gimmick." You know, it's a very funny sequence in the show. But you do. You have to have, I don't know if it's a gimmick, but you have to have something special. And if it's not there, invent it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
Yes, that helps.
And if you want a full reading, you know, then just let us know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Well, that was a great reading, Charles. I feel
thank you.
Exactly
did you,
like you did. Yes, you know.
Did you ever see Gypsy?
You have to have a professional resume. You have to have somebody can do something snazzy for you.
Absolutely, and people don't fight for themselves. They don't, you know. They just don't, and. And it's very, when you're looking for a job, the employer is looking for somebody who can do something special, you know.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
You've seen Gypsy, right? I keep bringing this up.
Oh, yes, I have. I've seen that.
Yeah,
yes,
and that
absolutely.
Sequence where they
yeah.
do the girl. Yeah. I mean, so you have to have, in advertising, which, you know, I have an advertising background, it's called USP, Unique Selling Point. It's to sell a product. You
right.
need, you know, that's a whole, this is something that a man called Rosser Reeves came up with many years ago, the unique selling point that would get the product, you know, set it apart from everything else in the category. So, yeah. We have to set ourselves apart, whether we want to or not, because otherwise, you know, you just don't get too far in this day and age.
Right, and she needs some coaching. That was great. You coached her really good on that, and you were right on. And hope she follows through with that and gets her a temp job until she gets her real work, which is what we really want. You know, I hate to say. When people say, I've got to get a job, I say, no, you wanted to get your work, what you came here to do, not just a job. And I think people have that mentality, you know, when am I going to get my next job, you know. But we really want how life works.
Yes, it's not enough anymore to just go to, you know, just go to work every day. It's the world has changed, and you have to be you have to look for whatever you can do that makes you a higher powered person, something, you know, where your power is obvious. Obvious.
Yes.
Whether you want to do it or not, whether you actually feel that way. They say, what's that? There's a phrase that is out there that says, you know, even if you don't feel it, just do it anyway, and the results will be better. The results are something that will suit you, that will give you what you really want, you know. So anyway, do we have more callers?
Yes, we do. We have one more caller. Her name is Tanika. She is from New York. Let's see what she has to say.
What's her name?
Hi, Tanika.
Anita. Hi.
Anita?
Tanika.
Tanika.
Yeah.
With the T.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. It sounds exotic, however. So what was your question? What is your question?
I wanted to know what you see for me with love coming up, if you see any luck with that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat that? Could you speak a little slower? I'm not getting it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to hear if you saw me reconnecting with a love from my past, or if you saw love coming up for me in marriage and like a life.
What's coming up with you, for you in marriage, did you say?
With love or marriage, yeah.
Love and marriage. Let me do your, what is your, the day and the month of your birth?
September the 3rd.
What is it?
September the 3rd.
I'm sorry, I think you're speaking too low. I can hardly hear you. And if you could
speak
a little bit louder.
It's September the 3rd.
Right.
September 3rd?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 9-3. Okay. So we'll find out what you're doing this year. 12, 14, 15, 21. So you're in a 3 year now, and 3 is a balanced number of the body, mind, and spirit. That's where you're at. You're in a 3 year. Starting. Sounds funny to say it, but. Starting Wednesday, you will be going into a 3 year. Right now, you're in the last minutes of or last hours of a 2 year, which is also a balanced number. Balance of the left brain, right brain, work, play, masculine, assertive, feminine, creative. That you're in that, you're still in that phase right now. But you haven't really utilized the 2 year. You haven't played enough. You haven't been out there enjoying yourself enough. That's what seems to be coming through. And so you're going into a new year, so to speak, which is the 3, and that's balance of the body, mind, and spirit. And it will be like a pie cut in 3 shapes, so that not one of those shapes is more, taking over more than the others. And that's where you are going, are heading. Now, your question of when the marriage and love and all this kind of thing. When you strengthen yourself through those 3 aspects, body, mind, and spirit, In a year from now, you will be ready for a relationship. You are not ready at this particular moment, but in a year from now, you'll be going into your 4-year, and that's the one-to-one relationship, then that will happen. That's when it's going to happen. But you need to do some work before that and getting, body, mind, and spirit primed, and where you're feeling really good, and then watch out. You're going to be probably fighting off people, that wish to be in your sphere, you know. So does that feel right to you?
Yeah, I've just been waiting and trying for so long, so I guess, yeah.
Pardon?
I've been waiting and trying for so long. Like, I've just been trying to improve.
Well, this is the work
myself.
You have. This work will help you immensely. So, you have to concentrate on getting physically fit, mentally fit, and spiritually in tune, so that you have something to offer. A partner.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting from what you're saying and I'm just getting that. I'm channeling that this is what you really need to do. So that's the answer.
Do you pick up on anything with me with work or my health? Because those are things that are kind of up in the air right now. Like, I have some health stuff going on that I hope to figure out and work. I'm not working anywhere.
I think that when you concentrate on balancing those three sides of yourself, the body, mind, and spirit, you will see things will start to fall into place.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm getting that you will do this, and you will find yourself getting exactly, a lot of the work we do preparing for something pays off, and this will pay off.
I hope so.
Okay. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Tanika. And it is a mind, body, spirit, because the mind controls the body until the body breaks down, gets sick, and then spirit has to come out and save the day, so to speak. But I truly do believe that. Well, I'm in a 3-year this year, and I have been dealing with some health stuff that I'm working on, and knowing that I've got to get, taken care of, and I am. I'm working on that, and my I could probably lose a couple pounds, but I'm working on it. That's exciting to hear that. So next year I'm in a one-on-one year. What did you say about 4th?
Yes.
Year. What does that mean?
It's a one-to-one relationship. The four indicates one-to-one relationship. Yeah. So. And you're working on your 3-year now, and I know you are, and you're strengthening yourself in so many ways, Pam, that you will see, because it's like the person who would want to know about the job. When we're more formidable, let's put it that way, then things start to really happen for us. So it takes a bit of work. That's all, And you're working on that. You've taken the 3 years seriously, and are working in those in all areas, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes, I have.
You're
going
to be a danger to all the women in Seattle who are looking for a new romance.
All right, you guys, watch out. Here I come. Ooh-hoo.
Watch out. Pam's on her way.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Charles. What a great interview tonight. And I love how you what you shared with people. And, you know, maybe you weren't telling them what they really wanted to hear. You know, you didn't sugarcoat it or anything. But you told them what they needed and how to get their life back on track. And, you know, it wasn't anything big and woo-woo. It was just, you know, what was going on. And I really hope that they will take what you shared with them to heart and really, you know, do those things. And be sure and call Charles or actually just email him at crubin, that's C-R-U-B-I-N, 1244@gmail.com. And get a great reading with him. He's amazing. Anyway,
I agree with you that I said some things that people wanted to hear something else, but these are the fundamentals. They have, you know, until they pass this test, those tests on certain things that are just fundamental, nothing can really take place because they're not prepared, they're not ready. So if somebody wants a romance and they're not ready, then it's just not going to go anywhere. But if they attract somebody through a powerful persona, then anything can happen, you know, anything hopefully good.
Yes. Well, but that is so true. And, you know, it's just, especially in a relationship, you have to become the person you want to meet. You can't be, you know. And, you know, we would all like someone to, genie, rub the magic, you know, bottle and whoosh, yeah, and it's all here. You've got this great, awesome life and this perfect mate and everything. That would be the thing. But it's us working on ourselves and becoming, you know, the people that we want to be. And so we can lead by example is what my motto is. Do it right.
Well, just as in the job area where you have to have something special to offer, it's true in the romance area as well. But that's always been true, that in order to have, to attract the right person, or a person even, you have to be able to. It's like self-advertising, you know. You're advertising your charm and your beauty and your ability and your all the rest of it, and when people pick up on those vibes, then that's when the fireworks start in a romance or attracting someone. So that's very much part of life, just the way it is.
I'm going to ask again about the numbers now as far as relationships. And I know that, well, I didn't know, but when I first started learning some numerology from my sister, she said that the more numbers that you both have in your, you know, numerology lineup, that means you're more compatible and, you know, that you'll make a better mate. Do you have any certain numbers that I match up good with a 9 or a 6 or whatever?
Well, I'll go through the numbers with you. A 1 is new beginnings, so whatever's happening in that year. But I don't actually deal with too many people who are just 1s. I usually deal with people who are 10s because 10 is new beginnings with experience, so you're not going to fall on your face. In order to be in that select group, you have to be in your last lifetime on this planet. You have to be an old soul who is so thrilled with the idea of not having to come back and go through all the problems and troubles. If somebody says to me, oh, no, I want to come back, I know that they are not really in that realm, you know. So one is new beginnings. Two, as I explained before, is a balanced number of the left brain, right brain, work, play, masculine assertive, feminine creative. It's 50-50 on both sides. Just on, you know, each side has 50% of what you are doing that year. Okay, so then a three, as I mentioned, is balance of the body, mind, and spirit. A four is the one-to-one relationship. Five is a very interesting number. It's five is change. If you're in a 5 year, be prepared for changes. And a lot of people think that some of these changes are negative and they're not, you know, maybe you're in a job, you've had this job for 27 years and it's fantastic, and all of a sudden you don't have the job anymore because you're in a 5 year, and you think, oh no, that's a terrible thing. But it isn't, because you need to experience something else. You can't stay stuck in one thing. So five pushes you out into the arena, and the lions are out there, you know. It's like Roman days, and you've got to maybe fight off some another gladiator. You know, five is very, very powerful. Six is a year of, dwelling or being involved in a spiritual pursuit. It's also that codependency thing that people do. It's prevalent during a 6 year. If you're the people who I know who are sixes in their charts, they are the worst codependents. They don't understand that codependency is a disease. They don't understand that they are destroying somebody's, you know, not destroying, but they're not helping somebody else in their life. And you can actually destroy somebody's life by doing that. If you're a parent who's always doing everything for your child, you know, the child doesn't take any responsibility, all this kind of thing. So six can be a dangerous number. Seven is a multifaceted number of going within. It's a number for, that's mystical, as I mentioned before, and it's a lucky number, and it's a number of the seven chakras. It's a balanced number for the seven chakras. If your chakras are in good, in good shape, if there's energy running through them, then you're healthy, you're happy, and that kind of thing. But everybody has maybe one or two chakras that are needing repair. Okay, and eight is a fabulous number. I love that number, and I love it when it comes up because it's money, power, and prestige, and it's cosmic consciousness, knowing what's going on around you. Eight's a fabulous number. People I read on who are eights, they're always generous. They have plenty of money. They're not scared financially, and they just live their life without that care. I'll tell you, Elizabeth Taylor, who made a lot of money, she was an eight. I've done the numbers, you know, with it, not for these people, but I've just done them, just to see where they were coming from. I don't know where Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are. I should do their numbers. But eight is fabulous. And nine is completion. If you have nine in your numbers, it's meaning that you're finishing up on something. If it's a nine, I have two nines in my chart. So I got to figure out, well, what is it that I'm completing? Because it's a completion number. What am I completing? I have two fours, and it really has played itself out. Fours are the one-to-one relationship. I've had two very important relationships. I've had more than that, you know, in my lifetime, but none as important as those two, and those were two wives. And I can see that I have spent my life really serving them. I still do it because my wife Betty passed away a long time ago, 14 years ago, and yet I run her foundation. Why is it that I'm still keeping her work as well as my own, but her work out there. It's because of my number. My numbers are telling me, you know. So that's the spectrum. That's where, you know, when you know what your numbers are, you know what your life plan is. You know what's up. You know what to expect. And it just helps you live your life so that you're not doing things that are unnecessary. You're not doing things that are unnecessary. You're doing the things that are necessary for your happiness and health and contentment and all the rest of it. That's how it plays out.
Well, what about the number 9?
Pardon?
The number 9, did you?
9, yeah, 9 is completion.
Completion, right, okay.
Completion. Completion, yeah. That's what I was saying. I have the 2 9s and the 2 4s. And the 9s,
okay.
So you have to say, well, what am I completing? What I'm completing is karma that deals with these two relationships. And making sure that the relationships are good. I'm not saying that one always succeeds, you know. I'm not sure that in certain cases, just because you believe your numbers, that they will work out 100%, but it's a good chance that they will, more so than if you don't know what they are.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was
and we've
great.
Done your numbers,
thank
Pam.
You. I know.
Yes.
I'm always playing with my numbers, wanting to understand them. Bob, Charles, I want to thank you for being on the show this evening, and we want to get you back again soon. We have come to the end of the show, and would you like to share something in closing?
Say that? Oh, closing? I just want to say that we're in an age right now. There's so much uncertainty, so much pressure, so much, with the digital age and all the rest of it, and high tech and everything. So much more is expected of us, and you can only do so much. Don't pressure yourself into feeling lesser, you know, that you are lesser than, or you can't do it, or any of that. Take it easy. Be kind to yourself. As I mentioned with one of the callers, be your own best friend. Be there for yourself. Love yourself. That's really one of the most important job you have, and just get on with it, you know. Life is very fleeting. It goes fast. I mean, it's already 2016. It's already August. You know, whatever happened. There's still things I want to do in February 2016. Still things I want to do back then, you know. Of course, can't, but it goes so fast. And, you know, take every day as a wonderful gift. A wonderful gift, and you'll see it will be a gift when you see it that way.
That's right. Well, thank you for that ending quote, and I want to thank everyone who's been online tonight, and we have quite a few people who are in the chat room listening in, so that's good. And again, if you want to listen to Charles, you can come right back in and go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and you can find him in the On Demand section and listen to the show again. And Annie, did you have anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, I would just like to say it was an awesome show. And, I can't remember what number you said I was in, Charles.
Let's see. What?
Do you
tell
mean
me
my
quickly your birthday.
Whole birthday?
And, your
seven,
month and
seven,
day. Sorry.
7/7.
Okay. Let me see it real fast. Let's see. 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. You're in a 5-year. 5 year
change.
Yeah. Oh, yes, and yeah, and you went into that in June. So a month before your birthday in June. So that's where you're at in 5. And so notice changes and be with them and let them happen and be happy with them.
Okay. Yes, my son just got married Saturday, so
oh,
he's out of
congratulations.
The house.
Yeah. Great.
So now I'm working on a job change maybe. So
don't you dare change your job. We want you with Pam.
No,
oh,
I'm
not
that
one. He's not going
my real there. Job.
Oh, it's not your real job. It's fake job. Pretend job.
Yeah. But anyway, great show. Thank you so much. We love when you're on. And like you said, like Pam said, of course, you know, when people call in, I guess they want you to say what they want to hear, but they need to hear what you have to say, you know. So
yes.
So
yes.
You
well,
have
to we
be
try
open
to, be
to receive.
Helpful. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you, and great talking to you, Annie. Thank you, Pam, and
thank you.
And hopefully everything will be wonderful.
Yes. We're going to make it happen that way. Thank you, Charles.
That's right.
Okay, everybody, have a great week, and we will see you back next week on Monday, Cosmic Contact Show.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.